Turn It Up with you. It is Hank FM, and the following that we present are the reasons why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Our daily show public service announcement that basically summarizes why you shouldn't be like these people. We start off in lovely Salt Lake City, Utah, and the arrest of a 24-year-old man. You ever had a friend stab you in the back?
No, well,
how about in the front?
Oh.
A man in Salt Lake City was out having lunch with a friend on just this past Saturday, and out of nowhere, the friend attacked the other friend, put him in a chokehold, and tried to stab him with a wooden stake. The attacker was 24-year-old Jose Perez, and the reason he did it, because he thought his friend was a werewolf.
Oh, I was going to say, the wooden stake.
Now, the guy got away, wasn't hurt, actually, on the whole thing, so that's fortunate. But then Jose stole his backpack and ran off. So I don't think they're friends anymore.
I hope not.
And Jose has been apprehended and charged with some form of assault, too. So, by the way, just for the record, public service announcement, too, that's how you defeat Dracula. That does nothing against it. You need a silver bullet for the werewolf.
I mean, didn't they even see the Lost Boys?
And it's really easy to figure out, you know, what's wolf-related, because that's the one that plays too many commercials.
Dum, 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 dum.
So, there's a lot of ways to show your love. Poetry, a nice little gesture, matching tattoos, perhaps. Liz Corleone and her husband have a very special song. It's Mine by Taylor Swift. So they decided to get it inked permanently for prosperity. It was all good until she realized that her tattoo did not read mine, but mime.
Mime?
With two M's.
Yeah. Like the French clown that doesn't make any noise?
Correct.
Huh.
Liz taking it all in stride. She thinks it's hilarious. She shared it for other Swifties on the internet and was running late to dinner when she got tattooed. This is also why you need to pass English, even if you want to be an artist.
I've got a blank space, baby.
Well, they'll write the wrong name. Let's hear it for all the mimes out there. Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay. I appreciate it. Dum, 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 dum. Let's go to the Kohl's in Cleveland. As a man thought it was a good idea to rob a Kohl's department store. Not only did he not get away with all the Kohl's cash that he wanted.
Oh.
Yeah, he just started grabbing merchandise after they were like, we don't really have much in here. I don't know what you're trying to steal from us right now. He dropped his wallet during the getaway, so then he was quickly arrested.
You know, some say being an influencer is not a real job. And one woman in India agrees. She took the matter to authorities. Well, her husband had the nerve to expect her to do household chores in addition to creating content. She promptly called police and told them that I can't make reels if I'm washing dishes and cleaning the house. She's now lost followers and moved in with her parents.
I'm guessing one of those followers was the husband.
The husband, yeah.
This interesting case that finally has come to an end for Bachelor Season 26 star Clayton Eckhard. By the way, his relationship did not last from that particular season. I know, shocking. But that's not the story. Laura Michelle Owens might be arrested for this, and in some sort of variation of fraud, because she went to great lengths, even filing a paternity claim against Bachelor star Clayton Eckhard, saying, that's the baby daddy. Well, it turns out she used fake ultrasound images that she first fabricated using Photoshop. And then used other AI type things to make it look like the video, like it was real. Saying, see, I'm pregnant. No, she's not. Not even pregnant, let alone with his child. And this has raged on for the past 2 years. You would think it would take 9 months.
Yeah, that's...
You know, it would be over.
A lot of math.
So weird.
So you know those old curmudgeons that just won't throw a single thing away?
With gray hair?
One would imagine a poor man in Taiwan made the list. Well, he did. He's dead now.
Oh.
He insisted on using the same rusty thermos for over a decade. You see someone doing this? He's just perfectly fine. I don't need a new one. Despite the fact that it had dangerous levels of metal deteriorating.
Mm.
And then,
yeah,
it's too late.
That's, we go to the mimes for their comment on that. I mean, I feel bad doing this. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Good choices.
And then finally, a drunk man wearing a pink wig and a pink thong was arrested this past Friday night for causing a disturbance at an Applebee's in Florida. So see, some people have a harder time turning gray than others.
Dum, 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 dum,
we all deal with it differently, right?
Yeah.